after his troubled sleep. It slipped his memory. He tried to find it in his mind, it seems. Nebuchadnezzar cried to the smart and the wise to tell him of his dream and what his nightmare means. And they to try to strain their minds, it seems. When Daniel the Jew boy said he knew of the dream, and what's more, everything that it means. He said, you dream of a statued man with silver chest, arms, and hands. His belly and thigh were cast in ordinary brass, with iron legs and feet of clay, iron mixed. As the golden head watched a mountain spew forth a rock, and with a mighty godly smash, to bits the statue crashed, of silver and gold and clay and iron and brass. Oh, then, oh, ye Jew boy, that is just what I dream. Now tell me if you can what it all means. The golden head is your great kingdom. The other parts are kingdoms to come. Kingdoms which rule the world, the ugly, beautiful world. And like them all, yours will fall to my Lord. The mountain is my dear Lord, and the rock is my Lord. And when the smash is done, the rock will then become a large mountain to overcome the world. That's how Daniel the Jew boy interpreted the dream and let the world know of his prophecy, which happened and is now history. Nebuchadnezzar dream, a strange, forgotten dream.